Dean Saxton is better known on the University of Arizona campus as Brother Dean. He received local and national media attention for his recent public speech about rape. Saxton is an undergraduate student of religious studies and classics at the U of A and describes himself as a student preacher. During the academic year, he regularly preaches at Heritage Hill in front of the administration building on the U of A campus. A YouTube video on his website shows him in action.
Most of these girls on this campus are asking to be raped, and a lot of them will get it. It is common knowledge that there are whores on this campus.
Saxton has started holding a sign with the "You Deserve Rape" message. He says if the university community really wants to stop rape, that young women and men need to realize they may be provoking it or encouraging it.
If you dress like it, if you act like it, if you get drunk, if you go to a party, don't act surprised if something bad happens like that.
Saxton also followed the local Take Back the Night march in April with his sign. Take Back the Night is an annual nationwide event to protest sexual violence and support survivors of rape. Samantha Sharman is an undergraduate student. She took part in the march and was angered by Saxton's speech.
There were multiple sexual assault survivors who were triggered by the signs and by his speech. And, you know, we're too scared to come to Take Back the Night when the whole purpose of Take Back the Night is to create a space of solidarity for survivors.
Beyond the tone of his message, Saxton's words are raising a First Amendment debate on campus. Sharman led an effort to gather nearly 3,000 student signatures to petition the university to reprimand Saxton and prevent him from preaching on campus. Kathy Reister is the Associate Dean of Students. She says they can't reprimand Saxton for his speech unless he violates the student code of conduct.
The things that we can address are provocation, harassment. Harassment's a hard legal test. It's severe, pervasive, repetitive, and to one person. So again, not directed at a group, but directed at one particular individual, which is really hard to prove. Threats, so making direct threats. Incitement and imminent violence are the things around speech that we can address.
Reister says the university also has a responsibility to uphold the right of students to express free speech.
We find some of the messaging sometimes just as troubling as everyone else does. However, I know in particular in my role, I have a responsibility to make sure that we're upholding, you know, that really important part of the Constitution on a college campus. And it's a challenging thing to manage.
Reister, however, expressed concern for Saxton's safety during a counter-protest of his speech. She says she called university police after she noticed a few students getting in Saxton's face and trying to take his sign.
That day, I was assaulted about 6 times. You know, I'm not out there to press charges, but, you know, it's freedom of speech, but not freedom to assault.
Saxton says he believes a rape culture exists on campus and that his message is not just directed at women.
"You Deserve Rape" was the one sign that got the most attention. I had 4 signs that day. One of the other signs says death penalty for rapists. You know, I mean, I believe if we don't demand a death penalty for people who rape, then we're encouraging it.
Some students think that Saxton regularly engages in speech that contributes to a hostile atmosphere of disrespect on the U of A campus. Brooke Lober is a PhD student. She says the street preachers on campus, including Saxton, regularly preach that gay people are going to hell. Lober is Jewish and says Saxton also targets other groups.
"This student has hate speech against Jews and Muslims every day, right? Including comparing us to pigs. So it's quite extreme. And I think that if other entities on campus paid more attention, they'd actually be out there yelling too."
Some of this was captured in YouTube videos on Saxton's website.
"Don't be Muslim, guys. Muslims are pedophiles."
The Dean of Students' Office is currently looking into complaints that were filed against Saxton. In the meantime, Sharman and Lober are already thinking about ways to organize around this issue when students return to campus in the fall. I'm Britton Eakin, Arizona Public Media.